The state Supreme Court election between David Prosser and Joanne Kloppenburg is markedly different from previous races. Not so much because of the candidates themselves, but the political situation they find themselves in during an officially nonpartisan race. Howard Schwaber is a political scientist at UW-Madison.
This election has almost nothing in common with any prior election that I know of, just because of the context in which it's occurring. There is, of course, this immensely controversial budget and budget repair bill put forward by Governor Walker. There are a whole tangle of legal fights going on over the manner in which the budget repair bill was passed.
The state Supreme Court has been asked to consider those issues. Kloppenburg supporters see the race against incumbent Prosser as a referendum on the Walker administration. Kloppenburg herself has been careful to avoid that characterization. During a We the People Wisconsin debate before a live audience, she steadfastly maintained impartiality and spoke about her 22 years' experience as an assistant attorney general.
I pledge to approach every case with an open mind and without having prejudged the matters that come before the court. In short, I will be the kind of justice that you would want to hear all of your cases.
Because of the heated political situation over collective bargaining and other issues, Kloppenburg is getting help from independent supporters who might ordinarily just sit on the sidelines. Take 53-year-old Tom Stringfellow of Madison. He's never worked on a campaign before and formed his first political action committee this year. Stringfellow cites Kloppenburg's intellect in his support of her and calls her an amazing person. He admits some of this support comes from opposition to Prosser, a former Republican lawmaker who, unfairly or not, is being lumped in with the current political leaders at the Capitol.
I don't hesitate to say that this current administration is just dangerous. There's no other word for it in my mind. You know, whatever can be done to restore some sensibility to state politics needs to be done.
This Supreme Court race is getting noticed far beyond the state's boundaries. Bill Delaney is a Kloppenburg supporter who recalls how he was on the phone doing business with a man in California recently.
As soon as the man on the other end of the phone realized that I was from Madison, Wisconsin, he wanted to talk politics. When we started to talk politics, he said that he was watching the Supreme Court race. He had these names on the tip of his tongue, and he's in California.
Kloppenburg is a first-time candidate and ordinarily would have to work hard to get statewide name recognition. Circumstances have helped her campaign in that respect. Whether the heated political situation translates into votes and for whom will be seen April 5th. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.